This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Will the truth finally set our families free? Or will they go their separate ways? Find out more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Hello, guys.
We are so happy.
Are you happy to be back?
I am happy to be back. I feel like it's been forever.
Yes, it definitely feels like it has. And we missed you all. And here today, we're going to talk about Marriage Boot Camp, Family Edition, of course, season 15, episodes 9 and 10. So we got a double whammy.
Yep.
A double, double whammy. I'm your girl, Zakiya Wilbert. And of course, I love everything about marriage. And along with the fact that our families are getting therapy, that is why I'm here. And of course, I cannot be here without my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host, Jolene Lunzer.
Hi, guys.
Yes, you guys love her in the comments. She actually brings so much insight, and she's a Corey Feldman expert.
Zakiya, what an intro. Thank you so much. Yes.
You are welcome. So, of course, she is our prize host.
Let's just keep going.
I know. I'm just going to throw all these compliments.
I'm having a bad day. I need this. Thank you.
Yes. So today what we're going to talk about, of course, is Eden and Alexis. We got to cover that. I think we got to cover some of the Feldman issues that are happening within this episode. And, of course, who is actually going home together?
Yes.
So we have a lot to cover here. Overall, what were your final thoughts?
It's over. It was like a lot with the lie detector and with everything that they had going on with these families. So I was, you know, I think my final thoughts would probably be I didn't expect what we got. I think I expected, well, I don't want to give away our, you know, as we're breaking it down, but I think I expected more upheaval, more turmoil between the families at the end. And I think we saw a lot of people leaving together that I wasn't sure they were going to leave together. So
I agree. I think overall, I felt a lot of fake energy. I'm going to be blunt.
I like that.
Yeah. I felt some fake energy. And if I'm going to be super blunt, it was with the Feldman family. I honestly wonder what they have, as I was telling you, what they have over Eden's head. Because this man is too forgiving of Courtney and Corey. And then I'm actually on the brighter side, happy for the progress that the families did make.
Yeah.
So I'll be a positive as well.
I like that, though. You're able to bring some positive. Normally, when I'm negative, I'm just like, burn it all down. And Zakiya's like, but I'll be positive, too.
I'll save you all. I'll save all of you. But on a positive note, the families made a lot of progress. And I think that we're going to have a lot of happy families. And I hope so.
Yeah, so. I hope so, too. We'll see. I mean, we can. The great thing about the show is even after it's over, we can follow these families. Right. I mean, it's great and also not great for a lot of these families, which is what we've seen for the Carters in the media over the past couple months that they've been on the show. So.
Right.
But we can follow people's progress and lack thereof.
Exactly. Social media makes everything smaller, the world smaller.
Yes.
Speaking of great things, what are your feelings on Eden and Alexis at this moment? I mean, we've seen the final two episodes. Are they together?
Well, I mean, I know that they're not together outside of the show now because she has this boyfriend, because I do stalk her sometimes on Instagram because that's my life.
Yeah.
But so she has a different boyfriend, so I know that they're not together. But I find it hard to believe that there wasn't a hookup in the house. There wasn't some kind of wine-induced little, you know, touchy-touchy over the jammies or something. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. I think that Eden's being so forgiving to his family, and I want to word myself properly, but yeah, being so forgiving to Corey and not really sticking up for himself as a man probably turned off Alexis, to be frank. That's my, of course we follow, of course we're like social media gurus and we're following Alexis and we see her new boyfriend, but I feel like Eden not being able to be the man that he was supposed to turned her off. I don't know for sure. Alexis, call us in if you ever want to.
Let us know if that turned you off, him not being able to stand up to his brother. I also think Alexis might be one of us, and I say one of us because I can say that, who might still give in because you feel bad. Like, oh, we had a rough childhood. Oh. Let's hook up. You know what I mean? Like, I think we've all kind of been there. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself.
No, but no, for sure not. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go in this boat with you. Okay, I'm good.
I don't want to be out here alone on this raft because I am Captain Save a Broho sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a guy that has a sad story and maybe his mom wasn't nice to.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm like, come to mama, you know, so maybe she has a little come to mama in her.
Maybe. And it was a lot of things that they had to overcome together in the house. So maybe they got that connection. Mm-hmm. Another connection or test that we saw, something that they had to overcome, was the lie detector test. And we had varying results, especially with the questions that were being asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your overall thought on the lie detector?
I never like a lie detector because I've heard so many things about lie detectors, and you don't know if you can totally trust. And some people are such good liars and or sociopaths, and they can just trick the lie detector test. So I didn't love this portion, to be honest, if we're being honest.
Right.
I didn't love this aspect because I don't think it really brought anything. The only person who ended up being a liar was Corey, saying he respected Eden, and we don't need a lie detector to see that he does not respect his brother. So I think it was good for the Carters, though. I think it was really good. Now, do I question a little, my skeptical mind questions, if producers may have, just for the storyline, I mean, I don't know, you know, it is a reality television show and you're pushing a certain narrative, so I don't know if they, you know, it just seemed pretty convenient that everyone's telling the truth.
Right.
I still question if Jane Carter,
okay,
I still question that whole thing. I just don't know if I believe
really
that she didn't know more than she says. But I think you can get to a point in your mind where you convince yourself that you didn't know. And so when you answer, you are answering honestly because you're in such denial. I know that was a mouthful, you guys. I apologize. But
no, I got it.
I don't know. That's why it wasn't what I expected, like what I talked about in the beginning. I'm like, but, and how does Aaron not kind of blame his parents for his past and current alleged you know, drug abuse, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, the lie detector, just trying to break it all down, the lie detector test for some purpose made the interaction between everyone worse, in my opinion. Yeah. Because even if they were telling the truth, like, the truth hurt because Laura. Yeah, when her mom, basically when Gloria told the truth and said, yeah, I feel like you're the reason why we have conflict in our family, that was something that actually hurt. And when Penelope said, yeah, I feel like I don't want to be around my family because they bother me, that was hurtful. So I feel as if, like, because they didn't lie, it was great, but it was still something that hurt. And then the whole Corey situation, honestly, we all know he's lying when he says he doesn't respect his brother. But I just think that he just doesn't take this any of this serious.
No, he thinks he's just there for Eden. He still doesn't get it. He brought the fanciest fedoras, but he just cannot let it sink into that little piece of hair that, you know, they're there for both of them. I think one thing with the lie detector test, it reminded me of, and what we were just talking about, of the Gloria Steinem quote, like, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. So I think ultimately these truths will set them free, but at first it's going to piss you off, especially for poor Laura, because it's like she's been so open with her parents and they did not have a good reaction to the abuse that she shared with them, and then to hear her mother say, yeah, I think you're kind of the problem. It's like blaming the victim. She's a little kid.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's going to piss them off at first, and hopefully somehow it'll set them free. I think it might with the Bellinos.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. I think with the Bellinos, and I think with the Govins, the questions that they were asked, I feel like they were based on the past experience and their past, and maybe in within the home they grew and they acknowledged and realized. But in the past, if you have an emotion that says, oh, I believe you're the conflict of the family, then that was an emotion that was true. You did believe that, whether it was, because I didn't say, do you believe it now?
Yes.
Like you were saying, how the lie detector could be varied. And I think that was also jumping into Corey's logic of the lie detector. I don't truly believe in Corey's logic, but
I don't blame you, Zakiya. Well, he was first like, well, Gloria didn't know how she was answering. Did Gloria not fully understand? I didn't understand that, I guess.
Her response seemed like she didn't, because when she answered,
she goes, yes.
She went, I'm like, yes, but it wasn't,
no.
It wasn't a good answer. No. It was like they wanted to be, they wanted to win rather than to resolve. So just because you answered honestly doesn't mean that that didn't hurt.
Yeah, because she's over there like, yes. And her daughter's like, picking her soul up off the floor. And then Michael's like, you got to think before you answer these damn questions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Or he's like, you got to know what you're saying. Or I don't remember. It was something funny. He's been known for the one-liners this season.
Of course. He has that like one hit, that one hit quit. He's like,
Little stab, pull it back.
But with Corey, he was saying that the lie detector was a lie. Mm-hmm. And he was, again, trying to switch the narrative. And we see this with Corey a lot. I just want to know your thoughts on the Feldmans at this moment. Because again, if we for episode 9, we saw that Corey was trying to twist the narrative. If we're going to jump in episode 10, because we watched both, then we also saw that Corey basically pinned it all on Eden, and then they all got back together. And for whatever reason, Courtney is like, she's just so awkward to me.
She's super awkward.
Yes. I want to know your thoughts, because if I keep rambling on, you know how I feel.
I want to hear. I just want to listen to Zakiya like, and I need to get a drink. And just well, with the Feldmans, it's like I expected, I guess, this from Corey, especially when it comes to like the truth and lie detector stuff, because Corey's big thing right now is the truth narrative just in everything he's doing, because he has been for years outing child predators in Hollywood. So I think he feels any project he does, if he's pegged as a liar, it's going to go against this whole truth documentary he's been trying to put out, because he was abused as a young child actor and his friends. And so he's been trying to call out big names. Now, some people are pro Corey doing this and like, yes. And other people are like, well, is he doing this for the right reasons or for money? You know, there's two sides. To how people feel about what Corey's doing. I think I'm of the side that I think it's a good thing, and I do hope the truth does come out in the Me Too movement and stuff. I hope that you know, has opened doors for us to protect children in Hollywood, because I think that's a we've heard this a lot.
I didn't even know that. When is that coming out?
Yeah, you
know?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing where Corey, I think his intentions are good, but his follow through and how he's trying to raise money, and so people are questionable on that. And like, why do you need this? But you gotta also realize that someone like Corey, if he is going to out these big names, he's going to find a lot of doors slammed in his face, and a lot of people are going to be trying to stop him, because there's still some people working in the industry who he wants to name. So he's been working at this for quite a few years. So I think that had in his head, as this lie detector thing's going off, he's probably like, I cannot be seen as a liar. Because even tonight he's tweeting during the Golden Globes and tweeting in support of the Me Too movement. And he had to, you know, he was a huge Michael Jackson fan, friend. I mean, you can tell by his clothes, his hair, like MJ all day, all over him. That didn't sound good. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but this year he had to actually denounce like his support for him. So not to go too far off, but that's what makes me wonder why Corey would do the show in the first place. Because, I mean, I get it for money. But when he has such an important project behind him, if he is afraid of the way he's going to look on the show or how they're going to edit him, which seems to be the issue he's had this season, is that they're trying to create him as a bad guy. Well, you're doing a pretty good job making yourself the bad guy. In every reality show I've seen with Corey Feldman, despite being a fan, he has fallen into the bad guy role.
Right.
Pretty much. So do I think this show helped the Feldmans? No.
No.
Do I think Corey and Courtney are weird? Yeah. Do I think, like, something is Eden, they have something on Eden, something's going on. Something is very strange there. And just at the end when he said, I gave you the show, I put you on the show, the privilege, the entitlement just, like, drips off this guy. So, long answer, sorry, but I don't think it helped them.
No, I don't. I agree with you completely. And just to break it down, because I feel like my emotions everywhere with the Fellmans are mostly, unfortunately, negative, and I don't want them to be. But to break it down for our viewers and just to go through the Fellmans. So with Corey, I just feel like he needs that validation. He needs everyone to look up to him. And for whatever reason, it's like it's his way or the highway. But I kind of feel like when I was speaking with you that for me, Courtney plays as like the puppet master against these two brothers. And Courtney's basically like, oh, he has this bad spirit about him. But she doesn't say much. She just says just enough to get under my skin every time she speaks. And she's like, he has his bad spirit. You guys don't know. You don't know, like, this bad way about him. And she's actually the reason why Corey sometimes, I feel like, pulls away more for from Eden, because she's like, oh, he's up, like, he's talking on this phone, let's lock him out, or oh, he's doing this. And I just want to understand why. I feel like I wish the therapist actually talked to Courtney more and seen what is it that she doesn't like about Eden.
Don't you think there was no reason for Courtney to be there? No. If Corey and Eden want to repair their relationship as a brother, has nothing to do with her. I'm married. If my husband, who has a brother, was in a fight with his brother, I'd be like, leave me out of it. You two solve it. Come together. Love each other. Find a way. I don't need to be there. I think that is, again, Corey Feldman thinking, I'm going to give this present to my brother. I'm going to put him on a show.
Yeah.
Make him relevant because, you know, he wants in this business. I don't know what Eden does for a day job, but it seems like he's, you know, successful. Maybe he works behind the scenes or something. But yeah, it never made sense to me why Courtney was there.
It didn't make sense to me either. And I just felt like they were actually giving Courtney a platform, because who are you besides Corey's? That was so mean.
No, but in this situation, who are you? Not in life. Yeah, not obviously. Life. You're not like life. A wonderful, but, you know, woman. You were one of his angels, of his little singers.
I'm sure. And I just, sometimes I feel as if Courtney thinks that if she is the divider between the brothers, that she can keep Corey to herself. That's my logic. I really don't know. But then also with Eden, I don't understand why he doesn't have a spleen. Why don't you have a backbone? Why don't you speak up for yourself? Why are you taking this bull crap? You're, oh, sorry, Courtney. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Corey. Yeah, you're right. I'll talk lower.
But did you notice that they'll say things like, he's aggro, he's manic. They'll put this narrative out there, this idea that he's some kind of, like, flies off the handle. Like, you have to be careful of him. And so maybe there was a time that happened, and they're like, we'll expose you. Or do you know what I mean? Maybe it's something like that where he feels, I don't know, but I didn't think it was right for them to be diagnosing him as manic. Or, and if that's a real issue, Corey should take it to the doctors.
Right.
And not be telling the other, you know, cast members. I think that's rude. Because if he does have some kind of manic episodes and stuff, then that's something very serious.
Yeah. And again, something that is so serious to us is AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, you guys. Thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We love it. We couldn't do it without you. Me and Zakiya couldn't even talk about this episode without you guys. So make sure that you are subscribed to us on iTunes, rate and review us, and also join us in our live chats and subscribe to us on YouTube and give our videos a thumbs up. You can do it right now if you want. It's super fun.
Yep.
Right?
Ding, ding, ding. Do what you got to do. Like this video.
Yes. Like it.
So something that came abruptly, just to bring it all in, was a Bellino secret.
Oh, yes.
And this was in the final episode where we're finally getting some breakthroughs. But
Penelope.
Then what were your thoughts on her actually revealing a secret? And do you feel like it was too late?
My heart literally bleeds for Penelope. I feel like there's so much more there that we're not learning. She's 70. The amount this woman's probably had to put up with, had to hold inside. There's always a reason why people react the way they do. There's always something you can trace from their past, especially when they're like 70, you know, when they get to, even, you know, no matter what age you are, there's always something you can track in your past. And also, she's of a different generation where these things necessarily weren't spoken about, and you'd never think they were spoken about on television. So I feel for her so much. I find Alexis, and I've watched Alexis on many other shows, I find her to just be very impatient and judgmental and wanting to play the victim a lot of times. Yes, your mother, you know, you had to, you know, she cheated on your dad, things happen. But like the doctor said, she's 70. So we got to work with what we got right now, or you just have to move along and sever the relationship. She has to decide. So her sharing this, I think it took a lot of courage. I wish she would have felt comfortable doing it sooner, but I don't blame her for not doing it sooner, because Alexis doesn't come off as inviting. It's all about Alexis.
Right. So I believe that it was her secret, mm-hmm. and it's such a touchy topic that I understand why she didn't come out sooner. And even if she never did, I wouldn't blame her. I'm glad she did, because it cleared up stuff for Alexis, because I think that even though Alexis was consumed with herself, I felt like there was some type of breakthrough. And when then her mom said, basically, I don't like to be around you and your family, it hurt her, because at the end of the day, she took herself out of it, and she literally kept talking about her kids.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want them to know their grandmother the way I wanted to know my mom. Like, forget me. Okay, mm-hmm. whatever. We had our issues, but you don't even want to know my grandkids mm-hmm. or your grandkids and my kids. So I think that was mm-hmm. that hurt her the most. So I'm happy that she actually said something, and I hope they talk about it more in detail. Because as you were saying, and as she said, Penelope, there's more to it. Maybe it'll come out. Yeah. And again, she's suppressing those emotions, and I don't blame her. I mean, that's not something you want to just be like, hey guys, this is what happened. But for people who are able to do it, that's amazing. Like, that's so much strength in a lot of individuals. But it was a topic. I was really shocked, because I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it coming either. And we do have to remember that Penelope is just like a regular person. A lot of these people are either in the business, reality stars, actors, singers. She's not. She was never a stage mom. Alexis got into reality TV as an adult, a married adult, so she never wanted to have the cameras on her. So her seemingly being cold, I think, is just her feeling uncomfortable. And I felt from her answer when they asked her about Alexis and the kids, I felt it was more Alexis. Mm-hmm. Because do you know, I mean, I don't want to out any of my friends. If they watch this, they won't, because I don't know if they watch Marriage Bootcamp, but they might watch. I hope they watch. You know, sometimes you're around certain people. They can even be like family members or friends. And when they're with their kids, it's almost like this annoying energy where they make you anxious about everything you do when you're hanging out. So mm-hmm. I think I can pick up that vibe from Alexis, that like anxious vibe, where I think she probably meant it more for Alexis than she did for the kids. That was just the way I interpret it. Yeah. But I can see how Alexis would think that was just another rejection from her mom, when she just wants her mom to hold her mm-hmm. and be able to cry. But I just don't think her mom is that kind of mom.
Yep. I agree with you. And to say this too, before we move on, but I also feel like Alexis was saying, oh, you're opening up to all these people in the house. You're doing mm-hmm. this, you're doing that. You can't open up to my kids. But Alexis, she's on TV. She's never been on television before. I mean, let her get her little shine. She probably, took a lot out of her. It probably took a lot out of her. And she said, hey, I'm getting paid for this. Mm-hmm. Let me.
And she looks so good.
She does.
Corey and Eden were kind of like weirdly, strangely hitting on her. They could have just said, you look very lovely. Yes. But they're like, ooh, 70-year-old. Ooh, oh my God. Like, like there was Boner City. I'm like, calm down. Yeah. She Relax. Doesn't need any Feldman, you know?
No, definitely not. But I think that she took it too hard. She's like, you're getting to know all these strangers. Girl, you mm-hmm. guys are on TV, honey.
Yeah. Now, Alexis, you are getting to know strangers. You.
Right.
Not your mom.
But at the end, all in all, the reason that all these families came here were to be reunited, or to figure out if they would like to be reunited. Mm-hmm. We saw that all our families decided to stick together, which is shocking to me, but I'm happy. That's exactly what I wanted to see with the families. Mm-hmm. Well, overall, what were your thoughts on the families actually staying together in their final talk?
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Like I said in the beginning, I didn't expect them all to leave together. I thought for sure, just from the editing of when we would have like coming up, I was like, oh, Eden's going to walk out. This is going to be Eden's moment. Yep. He's going to shine. But then no, it was that kind of cop out, like, aha, just kidding. And then they hugged like nothing was wrong. And
fake.
So fake.
So fake.
Too fake. Like, no. Why? Because we've seen seasons of the show where people get serious and into their business, The Feldmans, and this is coming from a Corey Feldman fan, did not. Mm-hmm. They did not. I do. When they asked Courtney, did Corey take this seriously and give it his all? How could she not be lying? Yeah. Unless she's convinced herself.
No, I think she's convinced herself.
Because, no, they did not. And then when he fell and the knee stuff.
Oh my gosh. How could I forget the infamous fall?
Dramatic. I know.
He's like, drama. I can't do this. Oh my God. No. Drama.
Corey, I love you, but come on now.
Overall, overall, again, I feel like the Feldmans were really fake. I feel bad for Eden. I hope they do finally give mm-hmm. him some type of respect. But I am happy for the Carters.
Yeah.
Even though we're finding out their situation has worsened.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for the Carters, the Govins. I hope their situation is still good and thriving. The Bellinos, I'm happy for their breakthrough. So I think that all of the families learned something besides the Feldmans. And that's just my honest opinion. Even Eden, out of this entire 10 days, I would feel like he would actually at some point say, I'm going to live for me.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So I
think you're right, Zakiya, because even the doctors, as the Feldmans are walking away, they were like, how does Eden put up with that shit? I think that was like her exact words. Saying, I mean, it just came off so, how does Corey not know he's coming off this like pompous and condescending and just like a jerk saying, I put you on the show, I gave it, you're welcome. Go along
shoo,
now.
Shoo.
Yeah, I know. Bye-bye.
I have blessed you with my presence. Yes.
You're welcome, my child. It's just, it's a weird dynamic because probably Corey had to, you know, raise him. So it's like a brother, but it's also kind of parental. And then there's the jealousy thing with Hollywood and adding Courtney.
He wasn't jealous.
I know.
I don't know.
But I think it's more Corey wanting him to be jealous.
Of course.
So he could talk about his career and the Lost Boys again.
It's all about Corey. That's what we learned.
He needs his own reality show all about Corey. I'll watch it, Corey. Because at least in the title, we'll know what we're getting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But we have some news and gossip for all of you. Of course, it's pertaining to our families. So sticking on the subject of our wonderful families, I saw this a beautiful picture of Laura Govan, and she looks bomb. Oh,
she looks so, how is her body so great?
Honey.
I gotta work out.
Yeah, definitely. But she looks super cute, and I just thought that today of highlighting her in this outfit and this look, it came across my timeline, and I honestly just said to myself, self, if you don't put this lady on the screen because she looks so gorgeous, drop dead. And I'm just happy for their family.
Me too.
So you look good, girl. And I've been seeing her so much more lately. I felt like before she was kind of like in the background.
Yeah, like she's starting to shine a little bit and after this show. And that could be just the weight of this, all this heaviness that she's been carrying on her, you know, with family stuff. And now, you know, she's out there and she put her stuff out there. And maybe it's very freeing for her. I mean, she looks awesome. She looks happy.
She looks great.
Yeah. And I think their family made this show.
Yes.
Without them, this season, it would have been rough.
It was a comic relief. Their family was definitely a comic relief for sure. So I'm happy for them. And then we're also going to move into our special segment. Mm-hmm. So we decided we're going to do something different, right? Yes. So this time we're going to give like our final thoughts on what we think should have happened in this season, whether it was critiques on the therapist, on the show overall. So I'll let you go first. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Courtney should have stayed home. She should have stayed home and DVR'd it, TiVo, whatever you do. You gotta just do that, Courtney. And I like myself some Courtney. I'm sure she's great. There was no reason for Courtney to be there.
No.
The brothers need to work it out. So they need to get on another one, maybe not another marriage boot camp. Maybe there's another therapy show. Maybe Dr. Phil's got an opening they can go to, but not, no, Courtney needs to stay home. She could have been more productive doing other stuff, and I think she knows that. Let's see what else. I think the lie detector test, I would have probably not have done a lie detector
test. Was it too dramatic, the fire and flames?
Oh, it was the Salem witch trials. Like, what? They're getting burned at the stake? And then they had, I always forget the judge's name. She's a divorce court judge. She's on every season.
I know.
And she comes in and she's like, we're going to have to edit, you know, your answer or your questions. But I don't blame them because they come in with these questions and they're like, and da 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 da, and I want to know. And it doesn't make any sense. So as far as that goes, I wish Two, that Alexis, I do wish there could have been a little more empathy and understanding earlier on with Alexis and her mom. Mm-hmm. And I also wish we would have seen an Eden-Alexis hookup.
Oh, yeah. For
like,
sure.
Something.
They went to bathroom on purpose.
Because they just dragged that on all season. And I'm like, give me a smoochy smooch or a rubby over the jammy pants or something. But we got nothing. We just put pillows on the floor and we drank. Mm-hmm. And more alcohol. They should have had more alcohol so we could have seen this happen.
Yep.
And one more thing. I'm so sorry. They should have had Corey, if you really want to mend this relationship with your brother, cut off that piece of hair.
Oh,
that would have shown. That would have been. Would you cut? My question would be, would you cut that one strand of hair you love so much, mm-hmm. but does not need to be there, off your head for your brother?
Would you, Corey?
If it saved his life. That should have been his question. Yeah. And it would have been like, the lie I detected, that was a lie.
Yep. Exactly. He wouldn't do it.
No.
I think that this entire season dragged for me. Mm-hmm. It felt like a drag. I felt like there was no juicy gossip or drama. Yeah. I want to see more reality TV. Mm-hmm. Want more reality. I don't know if it was just maybe so many people. I feel like the Feldmans faked the funk. We yes. could have got so much more. And this is me from a viewer standpoint, but mm-hmm. we could have got so much more from them mm-hmm. if Corey actually was real and came out, if Courtney wasn't so far up Corey's behind.
She was just sleeping. She's like, I have to go to bed. It's 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I need to rest.
And she's so monotone. And I feel like they would have, I feel like I wish that the therapist called Courtney out. Mm-hmm. Like, really called her out.
Yeah.
What are you, because at first they said it, like, you could be the glue to them. Mm-hmm. And I wish they set her aside and said something to her, because I felt like, again, she was the main denominator of the reasons why the brothers feud to me. Mm-hmm. Every issue that happened was because of Courtney. So mm-hmm. I feel like I wish they would have said something to her. I kind of wish, I'm glad that they did the whole thing where it really took the Carters into their wing, mm-hmm. but I wish that they spent more energy with the rest of the families as well, because I feel like they really dive super deep with the Carters.
They did.
Dr. Ish and Dr. V, but they didn't really dive as deep with the rest of the family, mm-hmm. families or their family issues. And then I wished that we got more insight on the families even more. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe you've gotten just not the
yeah, because I feel like that, even with the cards, even though we dove deep into it, I wanted to hear more about the effects on these traumatic
right.
Situations had on their family, losing their father, mm-hmm. losing his sister
yeah.
At such a young age. I wanted more of that. So mm-hmm. I think you could have cut a family like the Feldmans. They didn't want to be there anyways.
Right.
And then we could have spent more time. So maybe just eliminate the Feldmans.
Yeah.
And I was excited to see Corey, but it's like, if you're going to fake the funk, no. No, thank you.
And they should have just called out more BS.
Yes.
Like, I think the therapist should have said. And maybe in front of everyone instead of taking them to private rooms.
Yes.
Because
more group sessions. Yeah. We've seen that in the past mm-hmm. where they've called each other out. I remember they had the low hands on yep. there and stuff. And people were I was like, oh, yes. This is good.
Because it gets real juicy when it's in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, oh, come here. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Do you mind coming to my room? Like, no.
No, feel free to pick out your best fedora. I'll see you in here in 5. You know, like, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So overall, I think that we should call these people. Everyone out way more.
Yes, agreed. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that they should hire Zaki and I to be producers on the show. We have very interesting segments and thoughts on your
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Thank you. We're entertained.
But overall, we have to say it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
We learned a lot mm-hmm. about each of the families.
And we got to hang out on yes. Sundays.
What are your predictions? If you could predict something that the families, if they grew or if they didn't grow, what are some of your predictions on the families after the show?
Okay, well, we know
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We know the Carters are, I mean, right now it's just a hot mess. I've mm-hmm. been searching Aaron Carter news, and, you know, he's got restraining orders from family members. So when they gave that update at the end saying that, you know, he's getting closer to his siblings, I was like, lies, lies. Mm-hmm. That's not true. And he had issues with his mom and stuff. So I think the Govins are going to probably be the standout family in this. I just feel that way. I feel like Laura, she's really ready to move on and move forward. And I just felt like they were taking it seriously. So as far as Alexis and her mom, I hope it gets better. Mm-hmm. I don't see it changing
really?
Too much. Well, if Alexis can find it to be empathetic towards her mom and her mom's past, but I have this feeling, and this is only because I watched many seasons of Alexis on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Okay.
And I don't know if she's that self-aware and she'll be able to see that she needs to put her own stuff aside and see that her mom's hurting and kind of just accept her mom as she is and talk to her and say, you know, let's just try to move forward and have a relationship, and I know I'm never going to get exactly what I want mm-hmm. out of you, and that's okay.
See, I kind of think differently. Mm-hmm. And pushing Alexis aside, yeah. I think Penelope's going to try more to be in her grandchildren's mm-hmm. life and really try more, and I think Alexis is going to see it, and hopefully that mends their... I hope. Yeah. I really hope that's happening to this day.
Because Penelope is such mm-hmm. a cutie, and I think that, you know, after hearing her story and her be so brave and share what happened to her when she was young, I'm just like, hug Penelope, Alexis, mm-hmm. grab her.
We love them. We love mm-hmm. them all.
Yeah, we love them all.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I had fun reviewing this with you guys, and I can't wait to see everyone soon.
Yes, thank you, Zakiya. You do awesome. You're like the best moderator. You keep us on task. You're always looking great. You make me up my lipstick game, so we're doing well.
We hate to go, but we gotta get out of here. So make sure you catch your girl, Zakiya Wilbert, and you can find me on Instagram, everything actually, at ZakiyaW_.
Yay, and you guys can follow me at Jolene Lunzer on Instagram, Twitter, all the fun social medias, and follow me on YouTube as well.
Yes, it was fun!
Yay!
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.